Okay, hello. Welcome to the So Over podcast. We have a really cool show for you today, and we're going to be talking about Raw and SmackDown, especially from a SmackDown live perspective from the O2 as well. I have on the show, including myself, Blaze, I've got Pump the Beef
Hold the beef.
and Macho Martin.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right, so guys, let's get to it. Should we start with Raw?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Should we go in order? Should we go in order of events for Raw?
I mean, you talk about what we want to hear. Go for it.
Okay. So it started off with another promo. John Cena and Cody Rhodes. Just not feeling it. Just not feeling it.
No, you're not
Now,
feeling.
I'm just not feeling pumped about Cody Rhodes. You know what? He comes out and he's like, "You made one mistake. You're talking about getting that title. You got to get it off me first." And it's just, it's like, he's if he's doing it for the people.
You feel like it should be more personal as to the reason why he's doing it rather than just being like, I'm doing it for the people. Is that like your qual?
Yeah, it's just like, well, I've got two qualms with it. One from Cody's side is, yeah, it should be a personal reason. And he's like, oh, all these lovely people in Scotland. Did he spend much time in Scotland?
You think they have a day there? That's the thing. It's kind of hard to know.
Yeah.
I mean,
He's
Pat went and got a skirt made or something. He got a skirt rented. So he was walking around town, and then we saw Dominic and who did we see? Grayson Waller and
Oh,
A-Town.
yeah. And
Yeah, they were
they
like walking down Scotland saying how the women look like Shrek.
bumped into Rey Mysterio.
And Rey Mysterio, so I don't
Yeah.
know.
I'm just not feeling hyped about it. I know we're all meant to love Cody Rhodes. I get it. I get it. And he's like, Colin's all lovely people. Ah, thanks, mate. But I root for the baddie.
I do get what you mean. So are you rooting for John Cena? Because when I was in the O2 for the SmackDown, which we'll get to. A lot of there were some people that were saying, let's go Cena, and then some people saying Cena sucks. So like before it was just Cena sucks, but maybe as people get fatigued with the goodie, maybe they're just like, I want to play with the baddie now, you know.
Yeah, I think it's partly that, and partly the like you say, there's nothing personal, so it's like, I'm doing it for all these lovely people here, and it's like, buddy, don't do it for me. Do it for yourself, okay? I
It's
made a
more
promise to your dad.
compelling. It's more compelling, right? If it's and to be honest, he should be doing it. Should be a personal reason because he did get beaten up and betrayed by John Cena, right? So it should really,
Yeah.
like, I'm
And and
it didn't go to you. Like how Seth is so passionate about CM Punk not main event in WrestleMania. It feels personal. Then it makes it feel really real.
Yeah, like it's like that match that match kind of feels like the main event, doesn't it?
It does. What did you think, Matthew Martin? What did you think of John Cena with Cody's promo on Raw?
He's still whining too much.
Is that
Cody.
John
Cena.
Cena?
Yeah, he's just whining. It's pretty much the same as the last promo, to be fair. It's the same go around. He whines for a bit. And then, Cody comes out all like, yeah, I'm so great. Come get the title for me or whatever. It's just the same radio as the previous week. So, to be honest, I wasn't that overexcited about it, to be fair.
It does feel
Yeah.
like the formatting, like it starts to be a bit like SmackDown used to be. Well, not used to be, but can sometimes be where you're like, oh, it's the same thing every week.
Yeah, it's like, again, one person talks and they wait, and then the other person talks, the other person comes out and has a little chit chat. And it's just like, again, there's no verbal face off between the two of them because Cody Rhodes are getting eaten alive.
Well, it's
And
just
I
John's walking away, to be fair. Like, Cody was bringing the fight a little bit in Glasgow. He was getting into the Glasgow fighting spirit. And then John just walked away and pretended to walk back. So it's really John that's not wanting to have any type of confrontation, which is not great when you're like live because you want to see something happen, right?
I think it's because John Cena thinks Cody Rhodes beneath him. You're
Oh.
beneath me. I'm gonna. Do you know what? I don't even want the match. You're beneath me, Cody Rhodes.
The point is, does he need the match? You know, like a lot of like I was what I was going to say was, you know, like how John's I do like how John Cena said he's threatening to leave with the belt, kind of. It kind of reminds me of like, do you remember when there was that woman called Medusa who dumped
Yeah.
the WWF Women's Championship belt to Nitro, I think, in WWE. At some point,
Yeah.
she dumped the rest the belt. And it was like a really big controversial thing because people are like, you know, it's really disrespecting. So obviously it's not the same thing, but I feel like he's sort of playing on how sacred the belt is, right? And that
I thought it was funny when he said he was going to bring back the spin and disc belt.
yeah.
I thought that
Pretty
was class.
good. Pretty good.
Yeah, but I think with John Cena, I think they've gone too hard. They've gone like I thought they were good, like I said it the other week. You know, like I thought they were going to come in and do the old, hey, you know, it's best for business. I'm just doing what's best for business. You guys might not like it. I'm doing what's best for business. But instead, he's like, you're all abusive. I'm in an abusive relationship, and it's that little kid's fault. You know, like
I mean, I'm not
you've.
gonna lie. I think there's too many kids at wrestling shows, and they do like there was a kid behind me at SmackDown, and he was screaming, "Give him some water. He's thirsty. He's thirsty." And like, what is going on? Like, these kids are just, you know, they are shouting some weird stuff, and some of them are quite aggressive. I imagine they're quite aggressive, like shouting stuff at the wrestlers when they're down at the barriers.
Yeah, it's good to know that they're taking hydration seriously, though.
I know, he just kept
It's
saying really odd. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I agree with you. I think that it could have been like a bit more of a, I don't know, like it would make more sense to what happened at Elimination Chamber that it was about The Rock sort of pulling the strings with Cena, and he's sort of like just being a corporate person rather than it just being like, oh, this was a personal, like he's made it personal, but it's in the wrong way.
Yeah, and we haven't seen The Rock since either. You know, it's just
Yeah.
like he's
Like,
orchestrated all this, and then he's gone.
where's the other guy? Everybody was expecting Travis Scott to come back as well. You know, they've got a crew. Like, what's happening
Yeah.
to the crew?
Too busy making bad movies.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess The Rock's probably busy on his schedule, but what can you say?
Yeah.
So yeah, next match or
Next match.
yeah.
That was the Usos, wasn't it? I've got a bit of a bone to pick with old Jimmy in this match.
Oh yeah, what was your bone?
So I've got quite a major bone, actually.
Okay, well, I hope
A
not.
major bone to pick
I'm
with Jimmy
hoping, like,
Uso.
I'm thinking different things. Like, let's just be correct on the podcast. You know, keep it PG.
I've got a major bone to pick with him, not a major bone for him. I've got a
Okay,
major
good.
bone
Okay, cool.
to
I might have been too much TMI, but keep
He
going.
needs water. Cool him down. He needs water. But Jimmy Uso, he came out yeeting.
Yeah.
He came out yeeting. Someone gifted me for Christmas last year. A no yeet Jimmy Uso t-shirt. What is that now? A
That's
dishcloth?
amazing.
I got a dishcloth? What is it? He comes out yeeting. I got a no yeet t-shirt. It's worthless. It's worthless to me now.
Like when that t-shirt, was that an official t-shirt for WWE?
Yeah.
Was that because was that from Jimmy Uso, who was like,
Yeah.
yeet?
It's got Jimmy written on the back. No yeet.
Why is he
No yeet on the front.
like, what was the deal with the no yeet thing? I'm just curious.
That was when him and Jimmy and Jay were beefing with each other.
Okay, got you. Yeah, they're
Yeah.
back together. They're family, you know, they forgive,
Yeah, but
they kept
he
going.
needs to come up with his own gimmick.
I agree. I agree.
Yeah.
the issue. I feel like he's trying to do something. He's trying to milk this brother thing now because he
Yeah,
was
just call him the other one.
like, that wasn't that what Gunther was sort of saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gunther's great,
He
isn't
is great. It was, I mean, did you see that power slap?
he? Yeah, that was, yeah, from
He
Jimmy. I
loved
mean,
it.
I do like Jimmy. I actually think he's the better of the, he was my favorite of the two Usos, but that yeeting thing, that was a stab to the heart, that
Because you were
coming out
like
yeeting for
rooting
me.
for him, and then
I looked down at my t-shirt. Unbelievable. I just took it off, threw it on the floor, never again.
I think what you need to do is take a picture of that t-shirt, and we'll have to just make some sort of statement about it to Jimmy and just say, you know, what we're going to do about this line. You know, you're
Yeah.
messing it up, and we'll get all the videos together, clip them up. We'll just be like,
Yeah. You've crossed the line now.
you're crossing the line, you're letting down your fan base, you can't be eating.
If Pump the Beef was on the road to WrestleMania, I'd be calling him out now.
Yeah, fair enough. It would be like a who usually brings up stuff randomly, like old stuff, like holds a grudge and just remembers stuff. There's always someone doing a promo, like where they just bring out stuff. Drew McIntyre, Big D, he's always
Big
bringing up
D.
stuff.
Kevin
He's always
Owens.
got issues. I love him at the moment though. I love, like, and he was, and wasn't he right? He was right about Cena. He was dropping some bombs today, yesterday.
He was
Always
right.
tells the truth.
Yeah, you've got to trust Big D. But yeah, so exactly, like, you need someone like him bringing it up and just saying, if Jimmy even rises to that level, that Drew McIntyre even bothers talking to him.
He's got beefs with everyone. I'm sure he will do it one day.
Yeah. He's amazing.
But yeah, the obviously, the match, I think they're going to build it up to, they're going to try and make it a little bit more personal with Jay and Gunther, I think, by having Gunther literally humiliate Jimmy next week. That's what I think that's going to be. Or he's going to injure him, take him out.
That makes sense because that would be a real drive for his brother to get riled up and then us to sort of be kind of behind him because he beat up his brother really badly or something. It has to be really good. He has to really screw him over.
Yeah, I think they're writing in some of the mistakes as well. Like he did like a fake slip, didn't he? Or I don't know if it was fake, but he looked like he slipped when he was trying to do a spear, and then
Oh.
Gunther took advantage.
Oh, so Jimmy did is or Jay.
Jay, because I
Okay.
think they're trying to emphasize the fact that Gunther's getting to him a little bit. He can't focus, and maybe that's why he messed up the suicide dive over the ropes the week
Right.
before.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's good. At least they're kind of doing something,
Mm.
because I just think their build-up has just been Juice as a match. Gunther comes out and chokes him.
Yeah, it has been that. It has been
Yeah. I mean, it should have been Gunther slamming Jimmy through that car windshield, on.
that. Beef. You did see that thing about how WWE are looking for writers. I think there's your ticket because they are you're just writing in this stuff on the podcasts. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I
If
would.
you're
Yeah,
actually getting like free writing stuff, get paid. Do you know what I
do you know
mean?
what? I think I will. I'm going to pitch them with Jimmy Uso versus Pump the Beef for a t-shirt royalties match
Oh yeah. Okay. Oh
at WrestleMania.
my
Right, Pump the
God.
Beef's getting all your royalties because you've ruined his t-shirt.
You're gonna
You
have to
only
get a new
wore it
t-shirt.
twice.
Jimmy, don't pump. Jimmy,
Yeah.
that I mean, that has been a talk of the
Yeah.
town. You know, you guys have been quite mean. Poor old Jimmy. Actually, it was Jay. It was more Jay, wasn't it? Or Jimmy, I can't remember, but Jay's been.
Don't pump your Jimmy.
Very interesting. Interesting
Editing
turn of words.
work for you.
I think that is all right.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's not so dramatic. But you can only imagine. Let's move on. Let's keep this show clean. Like,
Next match, best match of the night, I thought. Raquel Rodriguez versus Vira, like Lyra
Lyra
Valkyrie.
Vakar.
I know you hate her, but there were some really good spots in the match. I mean, the match overall was a little bit, one too many elbows from Raquel, I thought, but there was some really good spots in the match, I thought.
So you didn't like the elbows? Did you feel like they were a bit boring, or did you think they were like...
Yeah, well, just a few too many. Like some matches you watch. I think personally, I don't know if video games have ruined it a little bit, because when I'm playing my video game, the 2K25 or whatever, I'll be like suplex, T-bone suplex, power slam, taunt the crowd, power bomb, choke slam, taunt the crowd. Like get so now every single one of my matches that I've played have like a power bomb, someone goes through a table, it possibly on fire, and now when I see matches where it goes too long without a slam, I think, come on, someone pick someone up, and like you see someone the size of Raquel and you just think she's got to be able to throw around Lyra Valkyria, and she does a few.
I think that's the point though. Like, the point is that she could, right? But they're trying to make it that there's an even match going on here when it's sure as heck isn't one. Do you know what I mean?
I
Like,
know.
I'm not being funny. Like, Raquel Rodriguez is like a legend. Like, she's fighting this rookie, and it's not always about who's a rookie or not. I don't think Lyra's good enough, to be honest, to be even having that belt. Personally, I think she's probably quite interesting, and but I feel like, they probably it starts to get a bit like a joke, like, what, how could you even match these two up? But I guess she has to accommodate for the fact that this person isn't that great.
Wow.
It's not always about the person that's it's about the person that makes someone else look good. And if you didn't even notice that she couldn't do that, it's probably because of the other one, Lyra.
It sounds to me like Lyra Valkyria has at some point in the past ruined a wrestling t-shirt for you.
Actually,
I
what?
don't know which t-shirt or when it was.
Actually, I think she's just ruining wrestling for me. Like, sometimes I watch like a show and she's in it and I'm just like, I'm done. And I think that's what happened in Raw. I just was like, this is just not a good show. Like, I know it's bad, but like, I think I got annoyed like that she won. I was just like, gosh, can we just not? I do I really have to watch? I actually was like, I think I'm gonna give up watching wrestling. Unless, like, and luckily I went to SmackDown. She wasn't on there. So like, I'm serious, she's ruining wrestling. Like, wrestling.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm just like, I can't. I
Man,
can't.
I really like her.
Okay,
I
well,
really I
everyone has to. They were cheering for her. They were cheering for her in Glasgow, but I think maybe because she's from up north, they're just sort of like, okay.
Well, Celt, isn't it? Irish, Scottish.
It's kind of close, though. It's kind of some part of some closeness. But I just, in terms of, I don't, I just like, and I'm not the only one. I've heard some people. I get messages and text messages and usually angry messages about Lyra as well. And I didn't even instigate it. They're just like, oh, just get her off. And so it's not just me.
Wow. I do like Raquel Rodriguez, mind. I do really like Raquel Rodriguez, but I do like Lyra Valkyria. I remember when she was like when she was A4 Valkyrie in NXT UK. She was probably one of my favorite performers from NXT UK, apart from Pretty Deadly.
Yeah, pretty deadly. Oh my gosh! But we can get onto SmackDown soon. But
Yeah, well, yeah. If you I don't want to trigger you or anything with any more of this. But yeah, I thought some of the
I'm done.
spots.
I'm done. Lyra won.
There
Boo hoo.
was a good where she booted her in midair, where she did the big boot, where Raquel Rodriguez big booted her in midair. Man, that looked class. That looked class.
It's always gonna look good, like, with that sort of dynamic, and she's quite high flying, that Lyra. I'll give her
Yeah.
that. I'll give her a few things. She's a technician, right, in the ring. She's quite, she does like kind of kind of like a butch type thing, not butch in the same way, but where you're sort of you work on stuff, you're not doing always the big moves, but you'll probably do some good submission-y type things or something. But yeah, I just find her quite boring. I don't know how you feel, Macho Martin.
No, I'm fed up with them. I just don't
By the
get
way,
it.
my text messages were not from Macho Martin.
That's good. I'm whispering in your ear. They're terrible. No, I just don't get it. She doesn't bring excitement to the belt for me. I think that's just purely it. If you don't bring excitement to the belt, then I don't think you deserve it.
Yeah, I think with like her championship run, when you compare it to the US championship run, like Chelsea Green, like she's had loads of matches. She's always on TV. She's entertaining, and I think they haven't booked Lyra Valkyrie very well, I don't think. She hasn't been in a real feud.
Thing.
She lost the qualifying match to get into the elimination chamber, which I thought was a bit weird. I thought if you're going to give her a push, this would be a good opportunity. I mean, it was good in the fact that Bayley got in. I'm a big Bayley fan, so I was happy with that. But at the same time, I just thought, if you're going to give her a push,
Give her a push.
yeah.
I think
Well,
that
give
maybe
it
that's
to
the issue.
Bayley.
It's the writing. Do you know what I mean? Maybe the issue is that I have no idea what her personality is. She doesn't really, she can't talk on the mic. And, it's just sort of like, it feels like she's a noob that has just, I mean, I know she's been around for ages, there's so many great people from NXT. But I think if it was like she grafted a little bit more, you got to know her personality a little bit more, because that is part of the job. And it wasn't, she had a better entrance and she didn't come in looking like a crow or something, I'm just not feeling it. But I mean, she did like, built up her personality. We got something. But I feel like this feels like a push from like the inside, where there's other people where you're like they're much more interesting or they need more interesting people. It just feels like the women's division, like when you have stuff like that. I would even put I prefer NXT for the women's division if I was looking at like my Lyra, and I don't know. So anyway, that's just my thing. But anyway, let's move on before I get annoyed.
Next one was the contract signing or the Io Sky, Bianca Belair.
Yes.
Oh, I like Sky. I think she's great.
Yeah.
But the only problem is, I got she's really kind of overshadowed by like two of the most biggest names for the female division of like WWE. I mean, she's great, but you've got two massive great big personalities you've got to clash with. You've got Bianca Belair and Rhea, and it's a lot considering what she's got, like her personality. She's great, but she just doesn't have that sort of presence yet, and I think she's really struggling, even though I quite like her.
Yeah, I think they're actually squishing her a little bit, like squishing her personality. Maybe the way that they've kind of booked it as she they just she's getting face palmed and pushed away. They're kind of making her look small in the role, and I'm worried that that's because she's just kind of sitting on the belt. She's just kind of sitting on the belt to build up this beef between Rhea Ripley and Bianca Belair, and have it turn into a three way. I'm just worried that they aren't taking her championship reign seriously. I mean, maybe that's part of the gimmick, you know what I mean? Maybe I'm meant to think this way, and I'm basically just being absolutely marked. But yeah, I just kind of feel like I feel the same. Like she there's because she could hold her own against. I mean, Rhea Ripley's never beaten her. They could be focusing on that, but
I did
it's.
feel like when they had that little beef to sign in, though, it was a bit more pantomimey. Like they were like waiting for her to jump on them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're waiting for Sky to like jump on them to throw them around, and I kind of like it's kind of a bit panto. It's like, oh yeah, when are you going to do it, sort of thing, rather than just like going straight in for it. So,
Yeah,
it was a bit weird.
I do get what you mean. I feel like I do. I think she is being it like that. Them doing that actually makes her character seem not very strong in comparison to the rest. And it's weird because I'd never thought of her like that. I've always thought of her as like wild, and And I didn't think, I wouldn't never think, oh, that she could never be someone that was a champion or something, or somebody held a proper champion role, you know what I mean? So it's kind of weird the way they're doing it. It's like it's more about building up the other two who don't need any more building up.
Bit of a weird dynamic. I'm holding out for her, but I'm struggling a bit. I hope it turns a little bit.
Yeah, I just hope she doesn't just keep the belt warm, and she's not just there like keep the belt warm to give an extra reason why Rhea Ripley should hit Bianca Belair. You know, it's her fault I lost the belt. You know, and she's just kind of keeping it warm for Rhea Ripley or Bianca Belair to win it back.
Yeah,
But
it's a
I think
shame, but you know.
it's a weird one. There's a few things where, well, we'll see how it all develops, really, isn't it? That's all we can really do,
Yeah, but
because
it was like a kind of like a little of an issue, isn't there? Because technically, Rhea Ripley shouldn't be anywhere near it to start off with. I mean, she didn't earn her place, like as Bianca's actually kind of pointed out. She didn't actually go for Elimination Chamber.
that's true.
And she didn't re she just turned up. And she's doing a Cena in a sense. I'll just
Yeah.
turn up. And, you know, I don't even know what was the battle in the end that decides. Who Bianca is it? Who Bianca Belair gets to fight for the championship now? Was it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
It's, yeah. But how does that make sense? Because she didn't actually do anything. Like Sky's like champion, but why would she have to defend it again?
Yeah.
Just like she's basically got to fight Rhea again, technically.
I think
Just,
so.
but it's just a rematch, isn't it? And just so Bianca can fight someone at WrestleMania, it's kind of weird.
It's
I
just
do think it's a bit unfair.
another road to WrestleMania type thing.
Yeah,
Did
drag
you
out
see?
another match, it's the same.
Did you hear the reaction that Bianca was getting in Glasgow? It wasn't great.
Was it not?
No, like considering, I mean, she got a wolf whistle, but I mean, considering who she is,
Was just me, sorry.
yeah.
That was Lorenzo.
Yeah, considering who it is, the EST, even if she's sort of, she's on the verge of turning heel. She's not herself, right? But it's like they were booing her in Glasgow. I felt maybe
Oh,
I was hearing stuff wrong.
yeah. Well, yeah, they got the Isle of Skye up there. Maybe they're big Io Skye fans.
Oh yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
Well, yeah, it was like, yeah, I think obviously it's just Rhea. Like Rhea, just, you know, maybe they just love Rhea so much. She is actually from, well, she's from Australia, but she's from NXT UK, isn't she? So,
she was the women's champ for a bit.
in a way, it's like, well, hopefully I'll get to see her on Monday. Let's see, she'll be back in town. But yeah, that was my point. Did you guys have anything else to add about that one?
Nah.
Is what it is.
Yeah. All right, next.
Next was I said Raquel Rodriguez and Lara Vakeo was the match of the night, but the absolute overall spectacle. I don't consider it a match. It was more like an art form
Okay.
that superseded all others. I didn't know what I was watching. It was so beautiful.
Okay, what is this?
It's my
Yeah, the
absolute new favorite
Luchador.
wrestler, El
Who?
Grande Americano,
Oh yeah.
Oh yes, that was very
I wonder
interesting.
who it could be.
Versus Dragon Lee. I don't know.
I think it's
Triple
Goldberg. I think, like you guys said, it was
He's
Goldberg.
got to be in great shape to be Goldberg.
Goldberg is in great shape, and
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was Paul Heyman, but my
was. I
partner.
mean, it could be Goldberg. It's just his face that looks old. Do you know what I mean?
Heyman's just getting a bit funny about his bald head, so he gets put a hat on.
And I'm sure
Yeah.
the commentators gave away something. I'm sure somebody said something like, they didn't say anything, but they said, oh, he looks a bit young. But I felt like when they said that, I thought it was like a hint that actually he looks a bit old. So Goldberg is back finally.
Yeah, like me and my partner actually got heated because like obviously I'm convinced it's Paul Heyman, but she's convinced it's Omos. Obviously, you haven't seen him in a while.
Almost. Okay.
Obviously, we haven't seen him in a while, so I don't know. I guess she has a point, but
Omos is like really, really tall, and other reasons why it couldn't be him. he's like a
he
monster.
doesn't wear a mask.
Yeah, he doesn't wear a mask.
And Otis has been wearing a bodysuit all this time.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that match was awesome. Like, it was awesome.
Yeah.
I just thought it was brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant.
They spent a lot on that like promo, didn't they? Like, you know, like the introduction from his back history.
Promo had me laughing because it was like oldie worldy black and white, as if it was filmed in like the turn of this last century, you know,
1900s.
1900s. Yeah. And obviously, the wrestler comes out, can't be more than 40 years old. I thought it was brilliant.
You know what kind of makes me laugh is I actually am I'm enjoying Chad Gable. He is quite funny, like
Yeah.
his little bit where he was pretending that he was sick.
And he's got a sick doctor's note. What was it for in the end, his doctor's note?
Don't know.
I remember what he was sick for. He gave him a doctor's note for something.
Yeah, I love it. Like Michael Cole was like, "You should be wearing a mask."
Yeah, I know, right? It's a good one because, like, you are thinking, who could it be? You know, it is like a little game for us to figure it out.
I mean, it'd be so funny if it wasn't Chad Gable. He takes a mask off, isn't it? That'd be so funny. I mean, obviously it's Paul Heyman, but
You know what? I would be excited for something like if it was a new wrestler and that was the way they were bringing them in. I think. I don't think it's Chad. The guy's tall.
Nice
Yeah.
tool.
Yeah, Chad isn't tall. Do you know what I
Shorty
mean?
G.
It's not
Shorty
his
G
physique.
was his old name.
Shorty G is that his name? Yeah, those guys, like he's the same height as the girl was in American Made.
Nile.
Ivy Nile,
Oh,
there
Ivy Nile.
they're little small people, which is it's cool, it's cute. Sorry, so I don't know that one. But you know, they aren't as tall as a lot of the other wrestlers, so
But he, like even Dragon Lee, I've found a little bit underwhelming since he came in. I know they made a big deal out of him when he came to NXT, but I found him a little underwhelming. But in this match, I just thought he was like both of them were absolutely brilliant.
you see he got demasked? That was a bit,
Yeah, he did.
that's
Yeah,
bad.
yeah, yeah.
That's part of the rules. That's the broken rule in it for Mexican wrestling. Don't
Yeah, that
they?
was
Isn't that
crazy. Yeah,
in their careers or something?
they have to retire if you see their face or like that.
Yeah.
So the legend goes. May I've seen Rey Mysterio's
Yeah.
loads,
You know what I was thinking as well is you know there was a move in it. I don't know if you guys saw this, and the new guy, I feel like he put his elbow or something on the guy's head or something. It looked really bad. Like I was like, that looks real. Like really bad, really bad.
yeah.
So you know what I mean? It looked like whoa. And then when he unmasked him, I don't know if that was on purpose or what. It's like I don't know, because I mean he's a new guy, could be quite sloppy. Who knows?
I just thought the match was absolutely brilliant. I don't know where they're going to go with the Dragon Lee thing, if he's going to remain unmasked or if he's, if it's going to be. I mean, they didn't show his face on TV,
No, he
which was
covered it. He
good.
had his head covered. I think it was
Yeah,
really
I
showing.
mean, obviously in the stadium, I haven't got a clue,
Yeah,
so
they
obviously
took
people will have
pictures.
their phones out and film it from any angle they want. So I don't know what they're going to do going forward with that one, but
Yeah.
yeah, I've never really been like, I remember I used to get excited about Lucha Libre matches when it was in WCW back in the old days. You had like
Yeah.
Psicosis and Juventud Guerrera and like Young Rey Mysterio and things. I remember thinking the Lucha Libre matches, I was like, wow. But recently I haven't really felt that since, I don't know, 2006, 2007, something like that. But this match, I was just, man, I loved it. I
Yeah.
loved it.
There was a promo for a new person who looked like he's a Lucha Libre person at SmackDown. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, Rey Fenix, yeah, that's
Yeah.
Penta's brother, isn't it?
Everyone was getting quite hyped about that.
Yeah.
In the arena. So Yeah, I don't know much about him, but he seems to be people are excited about that.
Yeah, they were pretty good in AEW, the pair of them. They were a tag
Right.
team, I believe.
So maybe that's what we're. Are we going to put an injection into the tag team division?
Yeah, oh well, one's on SmackDown, one's on Raw, so.
Yeah, maybe they can just do the Raw thing because, pretty deadly. We've got to get them the belts. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get to the
Did
to that
happen,
sad moment.
yeah. Yeah.
Is there anything else that we were needed to talk about Raw?
But Raw, I would say the end, bringing up Penta, we'll jump to the last match. The last match was a bit weird. With
Yeah.
what was it? It's Bron Breakker.
Yes.
Yeah, defend his title against Penta, and then the Judgment Day came out and all that stuff. And I just thought the ending was a bit weird. Like it was, at one point that they gave the chair to Penta, and like everyone in the arenas, like they're not really building up any tension because I just felt like everyone in the arena was just thinking, "Yes, we know you aren't joining." With like it cut to like there was an angle where you saw Bron Breakker on the floor and he was like like growling like like one of those dogs from Ghostbusters, he was sat there and he's like looking up waiting to get hit, and his eyes were speaking to me. He didn't make direct eye contact to me, but his eyes
You
did
the key
say
master?
his eyes did say to me, "Will you hurry up? Because I look like an idiot here." That's where his eyes were screaming at me as he was like looking at Penta, "Will you hurry up? Because I look like a moron." Other than that, yeah, that was the ending with the show was. I didn't think it was that bad. I know it got slated online. A few people were like, saying it was the worst ending to a Raw since Netflix took over ever. But I'm glad it
Pretty much.
ended with Intercontinental Championship. I mean, it kind of bigs the belt up a little bit, so.
Yeah, exactly. The ending is always key on what's really important. Okay, so did you guys have everything that you wanted to say about Raw?
Yeah, just overall a little underwhelming. Absolutely scorcher of a match with El Grande, and a bit of a disappointing finish. That was my summary.
Yeah, sounds good. I mean, yeah. I thought it was pretty underwhelming, but yeah, the El Grande fight was interesting. I like the fact that they've got a bit of mystery going on. Well, for some people, they know who it is, but there's a bit of
Probably.
mystery. Maybe it's a different person each time. Maybe we haven't been paying attention. It's like it's different. Differently, it could be anyone, really. It could be. Could be a bunch of people. Maybe El Grande is more than one person. So,
Be like the Phantom.
yeah, he's a bit kind of slightly phantom vibe. All right, so SmackDown. Let's talk about SmackDown. I was there.
Yeah.
I was. Yeah, it's emotional. Like, it's emotional actually. Watching it back on TV because obviously I've been to it's not my first rodeo with the watching it live, but I forget that you don't have the commentary, so you guys have all the commentary whilst you're watching it, so it feels like something slightly missing sort of thing. I don't know how to put it, but it's emotional watching it back. I know that's weird. Because like I wasn't emotional when I was there, but I was emotional watching it back. I think it was because and I knew at the time the wrestlers were getting really emotional of the because of how the crowd were responding. Did you guys get that? I know
Sounds
sometimes
good.
it's you don't know whether it's forced or not, but it felt like it was kind of real.
I thought it was. I think it's because of like Randy Orton's promo with Cody Rhodes at the beginning. I think that was quite impactful for them. I think is the O2. Is it just because it's like relatively new? It's probably got really good acoustics in there, so I feel like maybe they're getting a better reaction from the crowd.
Like
Plus,
they're
I actually
affected
prefer
by.
British crowds to the American ones. a lot of the time because I
I
feel
think this.
like probably because we don't get the show that much over
Yeah.
here, like they're very over, well, not saying over the top, but they get very into it and they do give a lot of feedback.
Yeah, go.
Yeah, I reckon this whole like the whole European tour thing, the crowds have just been, man, like, you know, it's all like so different when you're used to watching in America and you've been watching America for so long. And then I mean, I used to think like America was peak if you go to like Saudi, the Riyadh, Saudi Arabia crowd or probably the interact the least, I would say, with
Same,
the
yeah.
matches. And you know, like and Americans seem like, oh yeah, they all know what part they're supposed to play, and they kind of chant when they're supposed to chant, and back who they're supposed to back, and things. But then when it's like come to Europe, and man, I don't know if it's because of our, you know, like maybe football chanting culture or something, or because we don't get the events very often. I think I can't remember if Lorenzo said it last week, but yeah, I said the same thing. But yeah, it's like man, the crowds have just been crazy.
They've probably all been to the pub before they got in there, to be fair.
For the
Yeah.
crowds.
Yeah. I mean, I thought one thing I thought that was quite funny actually about the opening promo, because that was the opener, wasn't it? Randy Orton
Yes.
and yeah, bit of a slight on London, I thought.
What was this
Bit of an
like?
insult, bit of an insult from Cody Rhodes.
What
He
was this?
turns up in a suit everywhere he goes. He comes to London, tracksuit.
But do you
Yeah.
think he's trying to be like football? I'm like, I'm street, like London, very
I
London,
just,
right?
yeah, I just thought, you know, he's not making the effort. He doesn't think we're worth the effort.
Maybe he thought he was going to get mugged if he was wearing a suit in London.
Yeah. I don't want to get any blood on my nice suit, so I'll wear this old tracksuit.
Blending in with the locals, isn't he? That tracksuit.
That is funny. I literally didn't notice that. Look, that is kind of a bit like, what's going on? Do you know what I mean? I mean,
Unbelievable.
he was cut pretty much. Maybe he felt bad because he was in tears or something. Like his eyes was all red before Randy started saying all that stuff. I think just from the reaction, maybe he thought, oh, London's just not going to give it to me. So why bother getting a three piece suit like tailored? Do you know what I mean?
Maybe he lost his luggage.
Yeah, maybe. It's possible.
Yeah,
It is a
because
British airport. Start off with, you're gonna be lucky to get your suitcase back half the time. He probably went to the merch shop and just bought himself his own jacket.
he's like Ryanair for coming back from Glasgow. Not
EasyJet.
EasyJet.
Yeah, I think you're right about the maybe he's not as didn't know if he was going to go over or not. Because
No.
obviously, because that wasn't Drew McIntyre, Big D got involved, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
They can't
So.
get. They can't really gauge. I think they didn't really understand. Like, they can't gauge the crowds. Like, they just think, oh, these people are from England, so we'll make sure there's some matches for them, sort of thing.
Yeah.
And when these guys come over, they can't believe that they're getting that good a reaction, sort of thing, which is strange. But it is an American program. Do you know what I mean? So
Well,
obviously,
hopefully it gives them more insight than to show just how much
they should be
like the
doing more
UK
shows
are
here.
invested in this.
Yeah.
If obviously if we're going to get really good reactions, it can only do us some favours in the long run, hopefully.
When I went
Yeah.
to last live, it was the last SmackDown that was live in London. I think that was last year. I'm sure Cena was saying that originally saying that. They want to bring WrestleMania to London or something, and that was before they got brought. But he was like, we're hoping to bring it here. So,
Yeah, I think that was after the because it didn't AEW bring All In
yeah,
to Wembley, and it was like a massive hit.
it was, yeah.
I think they're originally bringing a SummerSlam over,
That would
but
be amazing. That would like. That's like my birthday. Like, I wouldn't have to go to some like New Jersey or like Cleveland to go and watch.
yeah, they were thinking about bringing SummerSlam over here, but we only get 2 days of summer, so it's like, oh, we'll bin it off.
Wouldn't
You'd be
quite
lucky
work
to pick
out.
the
right day.
It's not quite SummerSlam kind of vibe.
Yeah,
Like
21
Rain
degrees.
Slam. Yeah.
It's 21 degrees outside.
But yeah, man. So it was emotional. It was good to see, like, you could see the real effect. It was having a big effect on Randy as well.
I mean, even Drew got some major reaction, like some good feedback from the crowd. Like that, that was nice to see. Rather than getting booed like he normally does when he turns up in the America crowd, he was actually getting like some good feedback. He was actually getting cheered at it.
He was, well, he did say, he put in there, "I'm the only UK champion," or something. Didn't he say something like that? Just so that he could get some reaction. I was like, oh, it's funny now you're saying that you're from the UK.
Well, that's the classic Scottish rule, isn't it? It's like when they're winning, they're
I
Scottish. You know, when they're losing, they're from the UK, right?
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, but I was thinking exactly the same thing. So, anyways, what did you guys think of that promo beginning part? And Drew was right about Punk. What do you think about that?
I'm a big fan of Big D, and when he's talking, I'm listening. I'm not backing his jacket. Don't know what that's all about,
Was he
you
wearing a
know.
jacket, or was he
Yeah,
wearing like a
his
denim
kind
thing, wasn't
of
it?
his leather vest with the tartan on.
He's always
Not
got
sure
the
about
leather
that.
vest, isn't he?
Yeah, there's only this, you know, unless he comes out on a motorbike, I think he should maybe just leave the leather vest.
He's trying to show his arms off, isn't it? Probably.
Yeah, to be fair, he does have a canny pair of arms on
I have to say too.
him.
Okay, so what was anything else that you guys wanted to say about that bit segment?
How involved did you get with the chanting and the screaming?
I did get involved. You know what? Okay. So at the beginning, when I came in, they never show like these matches, but they have the live sort of warm up match, and it was like, oh, like everyone was like the
Lyra
rest.
Valkyria.
No,
Oh.
I was pretty much kind of the same thing, but like everybody was like cheering because like wrestling fans are quite nice, aren't they? Do you know what I mean? They're nice. I'm just not that nice, but it was like not in a bad way. It was Johnny Gargano and his wrestling chum.
Motive City thingy.
And Motor City versus Motor
Oh,
City.
versus Motor City. Oh,
Yeah,
yeah.
you
Okay,
know
I remember.
his tag team person. What I don't can't.
Tommaso Ciampa.
That dude, yeah. So they were fighting, and it was like it felt like panto. It was so like it was all kind of like sometimes where you're like where it's that thing where it's like somebody shrugs their shoulder, then somebody hits them from behind. Oh, how did that happen? That type of thing. But it was a
Oh,
little,
no, he didn't.
yeah. It was kind of like that. Yes, he did. And like the WWE fans were all going for it. I was sitting in between these dudes, and they were all going for it. And I must have just looked like I was not a wrestling fan or something. So I just, not, I'm like, I won't pretend. I won't like interact just because everyone else is doing it. Because if I don't like something, what am I doing? Like, who's that for? Like, no. So, anyways.
Totally get it. Totally get it. If I was there, Seth Rollins, he'd get nothing from me. I'd be telling the people around me to shush. I'd be going all Chad Gable. Shush, shush, please.
I love that. But yeah, like exactly. So I did get involved. Who did I get involved with? The Cody Rhodes one. I was singing along to Randy Orton's song, of course. That was a big reaction from everyone. And Randy looked very, very like he was gonna cry as well. But yeah, I got involved. I did. There you go.
Jolly good.
Yeah, exactly. And I did sort of say something about what's her name? Tiffy. She came up, and I thought they were saying Tiffy sucks, but I think they were saying Tiffy time. So I was saying Tiffy sucks.
You just heard your own voice.
Yeah, and I thought that was what I heard. I thought I was like, oh yeah, okay, I get that. Her promo was really boring and rubbish, I felt. And she would like I just thought, what's the point in this match with Charlotte? Do you know what I mean? Like, I hope Charlotte wins because I'm bored of Tiffy. So
Yeah, I think Charlotte's going to win, but we'll get to that when we discuss the Charlotte match, I think.
yeah. Well, why don't we just get to it now?
Yeah,
Oh,
well,
what about Pretty Deadly? Pretty Deadly.
Oh yeah, well
That
I'm sorry, it's because I was just so distraught.
So distraught.
I have a whole thing about Pretty Deadly and I was
Their
speaking
outfits were amazing.
and I was chanting along to Pretty Deadly. That was where I stood up and I felt like people could have done a little bit more. Like why doesn't Pretty Deadly get the Roman Reigns or the Randy Orton or Cody Rhodes treatment of like literally everyone standing up. I mean, these guys are fighting for us. They're in a Union Jack. Do you know what I mean?
They were brilliant.
They
Yeah,
were.
I thought they were absolutely brilliant. They are the great in Great Britain.
Yeah.
You know, without them, it's just Britain. You know, we're lucky to have them. And those suits, oh, those outfits. It's on
Just
the
brought the
birthday
Spice
list.
Girls back for me.
I thought they were the best dressed Brits since Roger Moore. They were phenomenal.
It's Roger Moore.
Phenomenal. You know, I want to see politicians walking out like that, you know?
The strut and everything. They got a nice
Yeah.
strut going
And the
on.
hair.
The
Show a
hair.
bit of patriotism. King Charles. King Charles. Get it on him.
You know what? I feel like sometimes when we're watching the SmackDown, they cut the intros sometimes. I don't know if they did. I think they may have. I don't know if they did actually this time, but I was listening to their intro properly all the way through. Have you ever listened to the words?
Yeah, it's brilliant. The theme tune is brilliant. That's what I'm saying. Whenever I hear it, I'm out of my seat. I love
The words? Because I was actually laughing. I was like, for real, this is the words. What's your best bit? What's your favorite bit in it?
Oh, I don't know it all. I don't know it all word for word. I do really. But yeah, man, whenever I hear it, even just the opening to it, I'm just,
It's
I
very
just,
different from everyone else's, isn't it?
yeah, it has me in stitches. I think they're absolutely brilliant.
Do you know it says it? Okay, so I've got it up. So the chorus is that we are so pretty, all our clothes on fleek. Yes, we strut the ring. We're pretty deadly. And then it goes, our hair is amazing, our shoes always shining. Two superstars, you see. We're pretty deadly. We're two men. That's who we are. Two superstars.
They wrote that themselves.
Yeah. They
I like
might have got some AI
the
to sing it or
fact
something.
I like the fact that they reiterate and remind you we're two men, by the way.
I reckon they wrote that
I
when I was about 10 and they've just kept it.
think that's brilliant. I think
It's
that's absolutely,
so
I love the fact about it's
good.
like we're pretty deadly. We're not deadly, but we're pretty deadly. Yeah, I love it. I love everything about them. Everything about them,
I
you know.
do. And I feel like they're like superstars that never go out of character. They never go out. Like some people kind of go in and go out, but part of it is a part, they are like synergy. There is this connection of them thinking one person thinks something, the other one knows what's going to happen. That
Yeah.
type of thing.
And there were some great spots in it as well. You know, this I remember watching it and thinking like, oh yes, get it. And I didn't think they were going to win. So I think Martin, you might have brought it up last week. It's just like once Street Profits won the belt, it was like seal the deal, isn't it? Not going to have them lose the belt after one
No.
week.
This is the thing, and it was quite funny the reaction to the Street Profits. I mean, the Street Profits have been around for a long time, other than they haven't been around recently, so that's the only thing they're not really they just come in and just took the belt, right? But
Yeah,
I
that's
think
a classic tactic it seems to be with WWE, isn't it? Just turn
yeah.
up, let's give them the belt. I've been here a while, like 2 minutes.
Well, they've done that with Rhea.
Yeah.
Like people who've gone on holiday have been away for a bit, but they haven't been in. But they just give them something. Or, I mean, Rhea lost it, but She's got a title match, in WrestleMania somehow. Because she's got to, because she's Rhea. But yeah, I feel like
But they make other, they make the other team look good. That's pretty deadly's job.
I
They
don't
make.
like it though. Why should
No,
that
I don't like
be?
it, but they are great. And the reason they're great is because you know when a wrestler's great, because they can make the other team look better than they are. So that's when you know you've got great wrestlers, I think.
And you can't, I think you kind of need that for Street Profits, because I just don't think the Street Profits are over.
No.
You know, I probably like them a little bit better now that they've turned heel.
Yes.
You know, they're not, I don't feel like they're craving your attention, which is kind of what I felt when they were
Before.
baby faces. They were like begging for you to like them.
Do you feel like it was more Montez Ford?
What, who was doing the begging or who was all the talent?
It was doing the begging. I feel like Dawkins pretty chill.
I did kind of think that, yeah.
Yeah,
But
same.
I know because he's married to, I don't know if he's married or
He is
very
married
soon.
to Bianca.
Married to Bianca Belair, and I know obviously she's one of the biggest names in the industry at the minute. So I don't know if that was kind of,
The reason you mean, like the push.
he can't. Well, no, I've kind of thought that like I need to, you know, maybe got a bit desperate or I need more attention or
Yeah,
I don't
I
know.
felt that. I did feel that too. It's interesting you picked up on that as well.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, but I've never felt like I got it. I never felt like I got it. But Angelo Dawkins, I think is all right, and I think
I
Montez
like
Ford
him.
is awesome in the ring. But he's,
Yeah.
I don't know, just that didn't he's ne I've never really gelled with him. What reaction did they get in the arena like? Was it
It wasn't
couldn't.
good. It wasn't, it was, there was no reaction. So it was weird. It was even like devoid of even boos. It was just, I know that obviously they're coming into the UK and Pretty Deadly. People were sort of supporting Pretty Deadly, but the macho ones out there, I'm sure, not you, Macho Martin. Maybe they wouldn't, they're not their champions, but like nobody really, not a load of people stood up, but a few people did, you know what I mean? But like Montez Ford and Angelo Dawkins didn't really get much of a reaction when they were coming through, and it was kind of a bit like it's like the worst, rather they got boos or something, and even that would be, you know what I mean?
It's like when you're faced with apathy, it's kind of like, oh man.
Because I think the thing is, like as I said, I feel like wrestling crowds are quite nice in a way, like they understand what it is, and so if you're a bad guy, they'll boo you. If you're a good guy, they'll cheer you, and sometimes it's a bit in the middle, but you get a reaction, right? Whereas when you got none, it's weird. It's like maybe you shouldn't kind of be in this match, but I know that's really bad to say. It's not great, but
Yeah, maybe it's because we knew the outcome. I don't, you know.
the issue I feel is more just there is no storyline for them. Like they did a few promos, and then they're just like the tag teams. They need to do something a bit more interesting, like you've been saying for weeks now. Like in terms of being with the tag teams, like writing, like there's a few things. Writing with the tag teams, writing with Lyra Vaquera or whatever, if they're going to have her keep the belt, need to sort it out, because I'm
Yeah,
losing the will to
I
watch.
think with the tag teams, I think they should definitely bin off one of the tag titles.
Yeah,
You know, like
only two.
and yeah, they just have one each, like
Yeah.
or like just one. Yeah, but anyway, yeah, I think you should bin off one pair of the tag titles and kind of consolidate the tag team division across both shows. You know, so you're not getting this. If you tune into Raw every week, you're not getting Johnny Gargano versus you know, the War Raiders or whatever, or you're not getting
Yeah.
Motor City Machine Guns versus Pretty Deadly, or if you're not getting the same ones every time. And it's kind of like there aren't enough tag teams as it is to kind of cross over both to have to justify two lots of belts.
Yeah.
And it also means you can have storylines that have nothing to do with belts. Like
Yeah.
the top match at WrestleMania is going to be a triple threat match. with three big names, no belt involved.
Yes.
You know, and it used to be like that all the time. It used to be like that all the time. I remember when I was a kid, you know, you'd have big matches, no belt on the line.
Yeah.
And it would just be a grudge between this person and that person.
It is interesting. It holds your attention.
And it's just like I feel like the belts, all the belts really, but the tag team belts in particular, are just a prop. They become a prop, like a MacGuffin to fight over.
Yeah.
And and I just feel like it just means the writers don't have to try and think of another reason why they have to fight.
I feel like there's a bit of an issue, like you said, talking about the belts. Like, I'll sort of we'll kind of flip between matches, because we ran out of time a little bit. But you know, there was the match with LA Knight, defending his belt. Was that right?
Yeah, against
Braun
Braun
Strowman.
Strowman.
Yeah, it's almost like you got to be careful. It seems with that belt, it feels hard for them to be able to like keep the momentum or the excitement about it. I don't know why. Even like just I know LA Knight's got it now, so I'm happy for I was happy for him. But then I just didn't really care for the match that much. Maybe it was because it was Braun Strowman.
The American Championship belt.
Yeah, it almost feels like it's like a silly belt, like a toy belt that they just put there.
Yeah, I think it's the one that's like passed around the most.
Yeah.
But I mean, they do call it the Fighters Championship, don't they, where, there's a lot of competition for it, whatever. But I feel like that belt in particular has become kind of a prop. People have it for a couple of weeks and they give it to someone else for a couple of weeks. And it was good when I think the longest person who's had it in a while was probably Logan Paul.
Really?
I think he had it for a while.
Because he never turned up. That was the point. Remember, he never, he
He
just
doesn't
was
turn
doing
up.
these promos. Do you remember?
Yeah, I can't remember if that's when he had the belt or not. I can't remember, but I just seem to remember anyway him having it up for a while. And I thought, to be honest, that's probably when it had the most gravitas, you know?
Yeah, because he was.
Yeah, didn't LA Knight like used to turn up at his house in the swimming pool with
Yes, I do remember.
like, hello.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the thing. It made it a bit more interesting, stuff like that, like where we don't really seem to have the budget for that. We just have the outside. Although Drew McIntyre, not no spoiler, but yeah, let's spoil it. Drew McIntyre getting slammed in the car window. Everybody was kind of like in the stadium was like, oh, that kind of thing. Like,
Yeah,
yeah, but then
awesome
they
spot.
realized it was Priest, and then they were like, oh.
Do you know, I like
It kind of
that.
gave Priest a bit of presence, like, you know, before everyone
Yeah.
was like, boo, Priest. And then he did that, and then everyone was like, oh.
I was thinking the same. I was like, actually, Priest, that's pretty cool. That's
Yeah.
pretty cool. I mean, I kind of wish they'd saved that spot for Gunther and Jey Uso,
Oh, yeah.
you know, to do, you know, like doing something a little bit like that. But yeah, I actually thought, like, yeah, good on Damian Priest. Now, I'm not a big fan of his, but yeah, I did kind of switch my opinion of him a little bit.
Yeah, I think it seemed there was a reaction like that in the stadium. I think people weren't expecting that. So, it was good fun though. Like Drew cracks me up. He's just like, "Let's all go out for a drink." I
Oh
love that. So
yeah,
fun.
he went out. It wasn't the guest star, the singer or something, for some reason.
Something Capaldi, Lewis Capaldi. That's right.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, it's good fun. Lots of good fun there. Okay, Charlotte Flair has.
Naomi beat him up first.
Oh yes, sorry. So it was like, was that? Oh gosh,
Was the
B
same
Flair.
thing, was it? The same match, but Naomi came in.
Yeah, Naomi interrupted the entrance.
Was
Yeah,
like,
I
got a
think.
little promo in, didn't she, with a Lady Gaga outfit.
Oh, Evil Naomi is my s very close. It's very close. I think she might be my f new favorite wrestler, with El Grande Americano being a very close second.
Yeah.
But Evil Naomi, I'm loving it.
I think people don't know how to take it because in the stadium it was like sort of I don't know, you could just tell that people are like adjusting to the fact that it's not Glow Naomi and like soon you're gonna have to change that theme tune to not be so optimistic.
I think she's doing like she's convinced me, you know. I knew she would embrace it. I think she's going to embrace this energy. And then
Yeah.
when she said the B word at the end of one of the SmackDowns or something, I think it was, to Bianca Belair. And I just thought, I think this is going to be something special. I don't know what's going to come up, but I think this is going to be something special.
Bart is going to get some serious action soon.
Oh, I mean, you can say that because she does use her butt
Yeah,
for
she does. She calls it the rear view.
yeah.
But yeah, the and I thought it was funny as well when obviously when Jay Cargill was like just patting B Fab on the back, you know, they're walking down the aisle.
I
Are you all right? Are you all right? Are you all
know.
right? It's like, yeah, I'm all right.
I know, right? That's what I was thinking. I was like, and they flew you over just to do that.
Yeah,
You
it's like I just thought, you know, like B Fab, obviously she took a little bit of a licking, but it wasn't like, you know, she wasn't hit by a truck or nothing. You know,
I
she
mean, she
wasn't
was
getting.
acting like it.
But that's what she's meant to do, isn't it? She's like, they were both, I felt like they were both kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place because like B Fab's meant to act as if she's injured, so she's like limping a bit. And then Jade Cargill's meant to be there to back her up, so she's like just stood patting her on the back, and it's just like, I'm fine. Leave me alone. I just got thrown at the barrier. All right. I got suplexed six times the other week. You know, like this is nothing.
I know exactly. Now B Fab is like a fighter now. She's not just on the sidelines sort of thing. And actually, so B Fab and
Meechin.
Meechin got a really good reaction like from the crowd. Like, you know, it was kind of like slightly wolf whistly going on there. So that was interesting. I know it's weird, but it's just like they are kind of undercard men, not in a bad way. They got like a better reaction than the Street Profits, for example.
That's
It was
good.
it's a positive reaction, maybe even more than Tiffy.
That's good. 'Cause I like Meechin's kind of grown on me a little bit as well. Like I like. Sorry, go on.
think people like her. She's there every week, isn't it? She works hard.
Yeah, I like the when she was like Mia Yim, head baddie in charge in NXT. On the black and gold, I liked the gimmick. I thought it was pretty cool. Yeah, I kind of got lost a little bit when she joined the OC. I kind of got lost a little bit there, and I think she's like she said in an interview that she's found it hard, kind of melding with the crowd or like getting, you know, getting followers, or whatever. So if she's got a good reaction, that's good.
Yeah, I think so. It was quite a nice that people were supportive, and like, they didn't have to be. They liked them. So yeah. What was I going to say? The next thing was Charlotte Flair. Does Charlotte Flair have a bad knee? She just comes in with a knee support and has been coming since the Royal Rumble with this knee support, right? And then her tactic is always to take advantage of people that are already beaten up, as she did, right? But then she keeps doing that crab submission, which I don't think that's good for the knees. Like, she needs someone to help her get into the ring each time. Like, and then she did like this crazy vertical flip. Like, I was quite impressed with Charlotte, I'm not gonna lie.
I like Charlotte's amazing in the ring, like absolutely amazing. But yeah, she's just come back from knee surgery. That's what the brace is for.
But how's she doing this stuff? Like, why is she doing these? Some of the stuff she's doing is unnecessary for the knee, right?
Because she's an animal, I think. I think that's what it is. She's just an absolute wrestling animal.
Oh yeah, I forgot to say, Wade Barrett and Tess, that Tessitore guy, they have their own intro song. Did you know this?
I didn't.
When they come in, they have a like intro, and then they enter the arena. When they enter the arena, and like everyone starts cheering, Wade Barrett was doing like he walks in, and then he gets on the step. And he does like a, like Ken. I'm sure he did like a Ken uppercut, like, the spinning uppercut. Then jumped down. I was like, oh yeah, he was an ex-wrestler. He's really athletic. So the people were singing the song and everything, but the new guys knew, Jess and Joe. And then, I don't know, Wade's been up there for a bit.
Much money do these people earn that go to every week to know that?
Oh no. I feel
Yeah,
like the one at the front.
there's some in the front row. There used to be a group. One of them used to always wear a Trinidad and Tobago
He's still
T-shirt.
there. He's
Well,
still
there, we saw
there.
him in the other half of the crowd the other night.
Every single, he's the front row, every single live event, every PLE. I mean, there was a guy who was in, was at SmackDown, and I think he was at Netflix, the Raw one, sorry, in the front row wearing a Birmingham FC T-shirt, like
Right.
days apart. Yeah. Like, wear a clean T-shirt if you know you're going to be on twice. I mean, that Trinidad and Tobago T-shirt, guy, he's been wearing that every week,
I know.
two nights a week.
I mean, spoiler, I did used to work on that show, and basically that guy's shirt I used to think was always I always used to think it was a different type of flag, like a southern flag. So he would always get kind of flagged. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, he's always wearing that shirt. Yeah. Funny stuff. But yeah, so we were talking about Charlotte Flair.
Yeah.
Kind of, as everyone, well, I don't know. For me, it was different. Like, because I didn't really know much about Charlotte Flair when she first came in, so I wasn't really convinced. But I'm kind of, I'm turning, definitely turning, because we're bored. I'm kind of bored of Tiffy, and I'm really liking the villainry from Flair. I think she's great on the mic, and I've kind of turn away for that. I'll turn to that, and she's really good now. And as you said, somehow she does that crab move. I have no idea. She's crazy, but yeah, no, I'm liking the heel bit. She is her dad, isn't she?
She's super athletic, like super athletic. I know obviously it's being Rick's daughter, he's obviously going to say it, but he did say like she's the best wrestler in WWE at the minute, and he's not. I mean, he's probably not far off. I like in the ring she's brilliant, and on the mic, I remember when like she's so good at ripping people down. Like sometimes you end up rooting for the people you're not meant to, or like.
Yeah.
I remember when she was ripping it at Nikki Cross, when Nikki Cross cashed in the Money in the Bank and won the belt, or Nikki ASH at the time. She was ripping it with that. She was saying stuff that was so on point. I started feeling sorry for Nikki Cross, and I was like, wow, I've never actually wanted, never rooted for her before.
Yeah.
I think Charlotte Flair's, she's brilliant, but I still don't think she should have won the Royal Rumble personally. But yeah,
Yeah.
you can't deny she is good. And I did like that face off, with Jade Cargill as well. I thought it was a bit
Yeah.
of a spoiler. I kind of thought, maybe she's going to win the belt off Tiffy, and that's going to be the next feud. It
There
did
was
kind of,
that. I think people around me reacted in that way as well. They're like, oh, look, that's the, face off, the next face off or something. Well, I guess it's the whole thing of like Jade sort of coming in and sort of being sort of like a CM Punk vibe, where people are sort of, they know she's a big booking, so and that WWE will probably want to get their money's worth and put her up for really big things. So it's quite an interesting running thing, it like with Jade, because like look how there was the thing with Shayna Baszler behind the scenes, and it was kind of about, probably about her being coming in and trying to whatever, not coming in and just sort of being pushed. So I don't know, it's kind of interesting when they have this, like having her there with all these kind of possible feuds.
I think Jade Cargill, I'm still not super sold on her. Like my partner loves her. I think she's, she looks the part, obviously. She's got she's an imposing figure, but I just, not sold on it. But like, the Charlotte Flair with the big robe on and things, having people open the ropes for her every time, even if they're even like the referee was helping me chin up, like checking on them. She still like was like, "Hey, get these ropes for me. I don't care if she's down injured. All right, I got a bad knee."
I am like before, I was, we were all kind of upset about the Royal Rumble, but I kind of think it's genius now if this is like how it kind of played out, that like Charlotte is like a major heel and she's just a brat, or like a, like a queen, who will not bow down to anyone.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I'm now starting to think actually, yeah, I was wrong. Maybe she should have won. I don't know. But yeah, she's kind of winning me round.
Yeah, no, it's very interesting. To be honest, SmackDown was quite interesting compared to Raw, I think. I don't know if it's just because I was there. I think I was, as I said, got emotional. So
I
I don't
think it's a
have
lot
a...
better than Raw. Raw
Okay.
was really hard to watch.
Yeah.
You know, I guess it was really bad, actually, really, if you think about it. But yeah, no, it's definitely picked up its game a bit this week compared.
Well, that's cool to know, because I just, obviously I can't have the barometer of like of being there. That's a bit different. What did you, I feel like also with Tiffy, so Tiffy's promo, I think, as I said to you before, I felt like people were saying Tiffy sucks after that promo. But yeah, Tiffy's promo I felt was a bit weak. That was after the match.
Yeah, I think maybe pairing her up with, because Tiffany's only just come up from NXT, hasn't she? You
Yeah.
know, I think maybe having her feud Charlotte so soon,
Yeah.
maybe was the wrong feud. I don't know,
I
but
think they
because
thought.
Charlotte's eating her alive, you know, like in the same way that if John Cena was allowed off his chain, he would eat Cody Rhodes alive.
You think so? Wow, that's really interesting.
Absolutely.
I don't think so. I personally, I don't know where this Cena thing is coming from, where you're like seen as Hulk and Cody's like Jimmy Olsen, It's like, what is
Cena on the mic. Cena on the mic. If you would just let him rip, just let him go, and have the two square off and like verbally assault each other. I mean, to see like what he said to when the build up for the US title when he was taking on Austin Theory, he just was ripping him apart, and he was saying stuff that was, and he was like, "Whether I win or lose, by you choosing to fight me, your career's over." And he explained it all out, and hey, it's come to pass, you know.
Yeah, he sort of does this sort of church vibe, like as if he's a like some sort of, I don't know, guru or something like that. Is that the vibe? Do you mean like John talking in that way?
He's just like he.
Oh,
Back in
sorry.
the day, he was just lethal. You know, he would say all this stuff that he would. You know, you can go for the jugular with John Cena and not feel bad about it. But you can mention his bald spot, mention the fact he dresses like Marky Mark. You can, you know, like say he's got a head like a piece of wood. You know, like you can say all these things. Doesn't matter because he's got something 10 times as vicious that he'll just pick out and just pick you apart,
Well,
like.
I would like to see it then,
Oh man, yeah, like even just go back and watch some of the old stuff from, I mean, not even that old, like maybe even 10 years back or something, or you know, like 2013, 2012 or something. I
I'd
can't
like to
remember when.
see it now, like, 'cause now I'm just hearing him whining, and the premise of the reason is, like you said earlier, it's not good enough.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't know. Just yeah, I think if they were to, I just don't think Cody Rhodes has it to be able to have any comebacks. He'd have to change his character in some way, you know.
It'd have to be quite vicious, I guess.
Yeah, he'd have to go physical, go on the attack all the time,
Right.
you know. But then he'd be the heel, I suppose. Don't know.
Well, you said he's due a heel turn at some point.
Yeah, I thought this would have been the time. But
By the way, I actually enjoyed when The Miz came out. Like, I told you I stood up and everything. Did I tell you that?
The Miz.
Yeah, I know. I know.
The Miz is brilliant.
I know. Yeah, well, I often, Macho Martin knows, I often tee off about The Miz and I give him the Lyra Vicaria treatment a little bit. I've been not nice about Miz, but it's because I've seen too many things of The Miz where it's just filler. And when he used to do the things, I've got big balls and stuff. Do you remember?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I remember turning my nose up on that a little bit.
embarrassing sort of thing. But yeah, I thought I stood up because he has a great theme tune, not gonna lie. Miz has a great theme tune. I Came to Pay is a great song. And then also he made an effort. He had a shiny silver suit with, like, with the sort of a headband thing that he always wears. And I thought that was quite good. It's flashy. He
Yeah.
doesn't.
Are you listening, Cody Rhodes? He made an effort with his appearance.
Exactly. And
He's pumping the beef.
he was, everyone was booing him, but he had a smile on his face, like a, his character smile. And I thought, you know what? I kind of enjoy him tonight. And actually, I thought the match was actually quite good this time. I thought he put on a good match compared to his other stuff. I think it, like, you might be like, that was a bad match, but for The Miz, that was a good match.
I don't know. I like the Miz. I like the Miz. Jimmy Uso, wasn't it? He was fighting.
Yeah, it was Jimmy. I almost forgot. Even though
Yeah,
Jimmy
honorary
won.
mention. He gets an honorary mention just for turning
Yeah.
up.
I mean, the whole thing was about the slap, isn't it? The like him doing the slap.
you kind of wanted the follow up, isn't it? To follow up to that.
Yeah, it's sort of like advertising that UFC power slap thing or something. Don't know. UFC had a shop there, and they've got signings tomorrow, obviously, which will probably be dated by the time this comes out. So they had signings in the shop. It looks really big and mega, but I think it's UFC and WWE stuff. But
On the merchandise shop.
yeah.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to go and meet Akira Tozawa.
Yeah.
Feel the power. The man of the hour, too sweet to be sour.
Yeah.
But
It's Mother's Day
yeah.
as well, so maybe there wouldn't be a lot of people there.
Oh, I'll take my mum. Brilliant.
I'm sure some people would do that as well. Probably are doing their mum.
This is all it is.
Yeah. Yeah, no, so that looked pretty impressive. I was gonna say, talking about the big news, which was obviously about CM Punk being on the main WrestleMania thing. I've never seen Roman Reigns so animated and smiley and happy before. His character's not like that.
Yeah, I think it was because the reaction that he's getting from the crowd, wasn't it? Like everyone
Yeah.
singing his name. You could see how pleased he was with it. Like when he gave the mic to Paul Heyman and
Yeah.
let Paul Heyman sing it.
Yeah,
Brilliant.
he was really happy. Like, I've never seen his character. I've never seen, I mean, I've seen his teeth. You can see them from a different planet. But I've never seen him like actually like have that sort of reaction, and he was telling jokes. And I was like, wow. He's usually just like, acknowledge me. He doesn't really say much. That type of thing. Or if he does say, it feels like he's not saying much sort of thing. But I thought it
Yeah,
was
he usually gets
like,
Paul Heyman to do his talking for him, doesn't he?
he does, yeah. But he was like, he's kind of almost breaking character or something. I don't know what was going on, but it was great. I actually really liked it.
I was watching some of the old Elimination Chambers today. There was one
Yeah.
in 2018 where he must have been, Roman Reigns was having beef with Brock Lesnar back when Brock Lesnar was a Paul Heyman guy.
Yeah.
And he did a little promo where he was just ripping into Paul Heyman, Roman Reigns. And I was like, oh, that's different. Just 5 years ago,
Look how it's
or
changed.
seven years ago.
My goodness. That's so funny. Well, what was he saying?
Oh, I can't remember now, but he was taking the piss out of or taking the mick out of the fact that Paul Heyman couldn't do this stuff in the ring and that he runs his mouth and that he says this, that, the other, and yeah, he was obviously because he was the mouthpiece of Brock Lesnar back then.
Yeah,
Yeah, But it was funny to see, like, oh, just a few years later, he'll be stood next to you, hands praying.
Yeah, I know, praying, like, yeah,
Yeah.
I know, right? The
Yeah.
praying stuff all the time. Yeah, so what did you guys think of the result of what happened with the big ending? So that was CM
Still
Punk
got the
signing all
he
that.
still says he owes him a favor, though, right?
Yeah, he did
That
say
wasn't the
that.
favor that he was owed, so
Feel like he's
I still
milking
don't
it
know what that's
now.
going to be.
I feel like he's milking it because he did what, you know, what more does he want? That's what he's always wanted in his whole life. And he's saying that's not the favor. It's like, well, why did we give you that then? Just say, we'll just be like, shove you then. Do you know what I mean? Like, we've given you your biggest dream, and now you're like, that's still not good enough. I'd be like, yeah, stick it. Do you know what I mean? Stop trying to.
Yeah, I think he's holding out for like I'm moving house recently. I'm having to pack everything up, and finding a mover is difficult. And I think he's maybe CM Punk is thinking some point in the future I'm going to be moving. Maybe Paul Heyman has a decent sized van.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd keep it in the bag as well, to be honest. I would think, well, yeah, WrestleMania, good. It is what I've always wanted.
Yeah.
But a favor, oof, you've got a nice van. I think that's what it is. He's keeping it in the pocket for when he moves out. Maybe
Yeah.
it's to be in a triple threat match at the end. So it's John Cena, Cody, and CM Punk.
Maybe.
Never know.
Maybe that is. You never know. I agree. It could be possible, right?
Yeah, it might stretch beyond, probably stretch beyond WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like drag it out some more, you mean?
Yeah, the main feud will be out with those two. Maybe Roman Reigns costs CM Punk the win. And because that seems to be the big feud. I mean, within the feud of those three fighting, there's also the additional feud of Roman Reigns and CM Punk fighting over Paul Heyman.
Yeah, that's a weird one. It almost felt like the main issue was between Seth and CM Punk. And, you know, I found it funny when Roman was sort of telling CM Punk to like sign the thing quickly.
Yeah. Yeah,
Bossing him about.
and yeah, I get El Grande Americano, sorry, I mean Paul Heyman to do
Very good. Yeah, he
it.
did. You know, Paul Heyman. He got the job done. So he signed the paper. But yeah. Yeah.
Marriage certificate.
I don't remember
Yeah,
it
always. Yeah, always read the fine print.
like
Yeah,
that.
Leo, I now pronounce you. What?
That's what Seth's job's for.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Paul Heyman
it
will.
did feel a bit like that actually, like it was like proper official, like that's probably the most like official signing they've had, where it feels like they're actually signing a
Yeah.
document or something. I don't
No
know.
one even went through a table.
I know,
Unbelievable.
right? Yeah, nobody went through a table, which is good. Seth was starting up. He pushed the chair down, didn't he?
Yeah, I thought his acting or whatever it is, like, brilliant.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not a big fan of Seth Rollins, so, but credit where it's due.
I think you've got to have him. I think that's the thing. Like at the end of the day, it's like people were, you know, he's not really a favorite as much anymore, but people can't hate him. When the music came on, like I think even though all of you guys don't really like Seth, or maybe it's just you and Lorenzo don't really like Seth, I think you would have done what I did with like The Miz, and you would have stood up and started singing his song.
I don't know. I'd have booed. Boo.
You would have booed, then you would have just been like, boo, you know.
I'd
You'd be like,
been singing Pretty Deadly theme.
I don't know, it's so good, right? But on and
I
on, on and
think
on.
they should put the lyrics up on Pretty Deadly's theme so people see it all.
Yeah, the thing about the man with two men.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Pretty Deadly are amazing. Like, I really hope that they do something a bit more interesting, because in NXT, I feel like they had like a bit more of a persona. I think they were like in between kind of heel and babyface. They didn't really have one, but they just had a big character, and I felt like it worked quite well. But like now, it sort of feels like they're in and out of no man's land a little bit. Because if they don't have
Yeah.
a belt, then what sort of thing?
Well, I think that's like what we said about the tag team division in general, I think.
Yeah, I guess so. I hope they get taken seriously. I hope it's not like, oh, they're just gonna like get rid of them or something at some point. So that's why we've got to keep up the fight, keep our name in our keep the name going, keep the name on the podcast, because it's deserved to be there. See what happens. All right, okay. It has been really great to have you guys as always, and me too. I'm joking. On the podcast. Thank you for everything. We'll get back about Raw, hopefully, with Lorenzo Ramon. All right then. Bye, everyone.
Bye.